You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on with the five lies, major lies of Islam. Number one, Islam is a religion of love. Number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Number three, Allah is just another name for God. Number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And number five, the Quran is a holy book because it is certainly not a holy book. So see if we can get through the majority of these scriptures that show that God gave Israel the land, not the Muslims, not the Arabs. There are several verses we've gone through in the previous shows. Pick it up, Deuteronomy 31:7. Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. You shall cause them to inherit it." Now Joshua tells this to all of, is told to go to all of Israel, because God gave it to Israel. Deuteronomy 31:20. "When I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves, and have grown fat, then they will turn to other gods and serve them. They will provoke me and break my covenant. Then it shall be, when evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even as I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them." So here he's, God's giving it. He swore to give it to Israel. "Therefore Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, 'Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you.'" So promises to Israel. Deuteronomy 34:4. "Then the Lord said to him, 'This is the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over them.'" So it's to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the descendants of Ishmael. Joshua 1:6. "Be strong and of good courage, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them." We can go on all day. How many times do we need to go on? The fact that the Muslims do not control the land of Israel is proof that one of two things. Either God lied, well, that's not acceptable to Jews, Christians, or Muslims. Or that Islam is a fraud, because it testifies that the blessing is not theirs and they do not control it. So the only solution for the Muslims is to drive Israel into the sea and annihilate all of them, mass murder, kill them all. And that's what happened on October 7th. They tried to do it. They were foiled, pushed back. They're going to lose. The land is not theirs. They have no claim to it at all. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.